Proverbs chapter 3. And some of my favorite verses of Scripture. These are my mother's favorite. Verse 5 and 6 is my mother's favorite. Some of my mother's favorite. And I want you to look at Proverbs chapter 3. And let's look at verse number 5. And then let's read down to about verse number 12. It'll be there on the screen there for you. And Proverbs chapter 3, are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
Verse number 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Here's something I want to show you in verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning for allowing us to be in church. Once again, the songs. Lord, everything that's done, we give you honor and glory for it all. Now, Lord, as we open the Bible, the perfect word of God, Lord, there's no mistakes in it whatsoever. There's life in this book. There's help in this book. There's correction in this book. Lord, to help us. And Lord, this is the only place we know to go to find help. So I pray, God, that you'd help us in the next few minutes. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Now, I don't know about y'all, and I may be showing my age, but I think I know y'all well enough to know when you were dating, or maybe even after you got married, there was a state fair, there was a county fair, or something in your particular area, county, city, or whatever. They usually come around once a year, and especially if you're dating. If you're dating and you go to one of those things, especially after you've had a hot dog with chili on that thing and maybe some cheese, some ground up cheese on that cheese chili dog, and get you some relish and put on that thing, and I'm talking about get you to make you feel yourself feel better, get you a Diet Coke, you know, to make you feel better about that. And then all of a sudden, maybe your date looks over at you, and there's this ride that goes up or up around like this. And then it's in one of those cages where it's just two people can get in this little cage, and you shut the little cage and it spins as the other thing is spinning. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't know what it's called, the zipper. I guess they all call it something different everywhere you go. But that thing is spinning as you are spinning around in circles. And so when you get at the top, then they'll stop it. And you are in there, and you're trying to be macho. And your date's over there, and boy, you know, and you're going, Lord, this chili dog is fixing to be a blessing to somebody. And so you're upside down, and you're looking out, and the world is upside down, all turned around. And after about two, it seemed like that ride took 30 minutes, but it was only a couple minutes long. And then when you get off of that ride, and you're still trying to figure out if you're upside down, and you're walking around, and it takes you a minute to get your stability back on the ground, right? Now, I'm going somewhere. I'm telling a funny story to go somewhere. What I want to preach to you for the next few minutes is living right side up in an upside down society. How is Christ Church Baptist Fellowship, Millsfield, Tennessee, what are we going to do? I do not have to spend 30 minutes and tell y'all that the world is upside down. They are living upside down. They don't know which way is up. And we are on this roller coaster called life, and we are living in an upside down society, but we as Christians are trying to live right side up. And when we're in that ride and the world turns us upside down, sometimes we get confused and cannot tell what's right and what's upside down. If you think about it, you think about the world, and so when the world is turned upside down, everything that's right, the Bible, to the world's point of view, if they're upside down, this is right side up, but to the world, it looks upside down, because they're upside down. So everybody, the majority, if you're not confused already, the majority of the world is upside down. They look at the cross. It looks upside down to them, for their point of view. Everything we're doing on a Sunday morning, singing these songs, He is Lord, He is Lord, He's risen from the dead, He's Lord, looks upside down to the world. The Bible, when we open the Bible, it looks upside down to the world because they're upside down. And we as Christians try to live right side up. And we as Christians look like the oddballs and that we're upside down because the world is upside down. So how do we do it? How does a church, how do Christians live a right side up life in an upside down society? And you know, we're living in this world to where we have a failure in our government. I don't have to tell you that. A political society, every bit of it is upside down. We're living in this world to where you watch the 5 o'clock news and the world, it's just upside down. We're living in a society where it's proper to kill unborn babies just because the parents don't want the responsibility of raising them. But the Bible says, these six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven is an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Amen. Our society says, that's right side up. And we know the Bible says, that's upside down. Amen. We are looking at a society that it is proper to take from those that work hard and reward those that refuse to work. But the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. Society says no Bible or Ten Commandments in the school. But we will allow you to take the Bibles into the jail cells. I got news for you. That is upside down. If you would let the Bible and the Ten Commandments in the school, you may not have to have the Bible in the jail cell. We're living in an upside down world. Society says that all sin needs to be looked at as your choice. What is sin to me may not be sin to you. But if the Bible says it's right, it's right. If the Bible says it's wrong, it's wrong. And if you ever known this, if you ever noticed this, all religions is okay except one. All religions is okay except the God of this Bible. That, my friend, is upside down. And we as Christians are trying to live in that kind of environment. So you've got two choices. You've got two choices. Either we can close our church and give up, throw our hands up and say, hey, there's no use. No use. Or we can follow what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord. How do you live right side up? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. God, it don't look right to me. It looks lopsided to me. It looks upside down to me. Don't trust in your ways. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He will direct your paths. Let me give you just a few things that'll help us to live right side up as a church, as an individual, as a family, will help us to live right side up in an upside down society. We look at the scriptures, the Bible, and then this is what it tells us. Number one, this is not going to be profound. This is not going to be anything that you've never heard before. But in verse number 5, the first thing, trust in the Lord. What do? In an upside down society, trust. Be confident. The word trust means be confident, sure. Be bold. Trust, hope, and all of those things. Now, trust consists of two different things. Number one, it's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You say, preacher, what is faith? I'll tell you, everybody in this room right now that's sitting down has already expressed faith. You may not know it. When you got in your vehicle, you expressed faith. You say, I don't know how a vehicle works. I don't either. All I know is you put the key in, you turn it, it's supposed to start. By faith, you believe that if I do these things, it's going to start. So everybody in here, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, this chair, I promise you, will hold me up. 200 and none of your business. Pounds. Now, notice what it said. Trust in the Lord with what? All. So, Linda, I'm sorry, but this ain't trusting. It's trusting a little bit, but I'm helping God out. I'm resting. I'm trusting. Lord, I'm trusting you, but I need to help you out a little bit. Faith is this. 100%, I am trusting in this chair to hold me up. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so when you look at that, lean not to your own understanding. God, I don't know how it works. I don't understand why you're letting this world go upside down like you do. But can I tell you a little secret? Let me tell you a little secret. God has not been taken by surprise. When the Supreme Court makes an awful ruling, God doesn't wake up in the morning and go, man, I didn't see that coming. God will never be at the kitchen sink washing his hands going, man, I didn't see that. You'll never see God break out into a sweat. He knows exactly where Millsfield is. He knows exactly where you live. He's still on the throne. He's still God. He's not on vacation. And ladies and gentlemen, he's got everything under control. So what do we need to do? Sit down. Have faith. 100% God, I don't understand. We're living in, I'm upside down in this crazy, stupid ride. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit down and rest. Because you know when the ride's over. You know when it quits. And you know how to get me walking straight after I get off this ride. I'm trying to live right side up in an upside down society. Trust in the Lord. Y'all remember this illustration? Look, I only got just a few illustrations, so I have to repeat them because they're good ones and that's all I know. But at the circus, 200 feet up, the guy's up there and there's a tightrope. There's bunches of people down there and they go, woo, you know, and the lights and all of that and all this kind of stuff. And so this guy's going across the tightrope like this and everybody, woo, you know, just all this. And he gets to the other side and he says, how many of y'all think I can do it again? And so this time he gets a wheelbarrow, and he puts that wheelbarrow on the tightrope. How many of y'all believe? How many of y'all believe? Everybody, woo, yes. He does it again. Tightrope, wheelbarrow. He gets to the other side, and he gets the crowd worked up really good. And he goes, all right, how many of y'all believe I can do it again? Everybody's, woo. He goes, I need a volunteer to get in the wheelbarrow. That changes things. While you're standing on the ground, everybody's like, woo, yeah, God, I know you can do it. Boy, I tell you, I know your word. God says, who wants to get in the wheelbarrow? Now, Lord. That's faith. Trust in the Lord, what? With all of your heart. It takes all of your heart to get in that wheelbarrow. God, I believe you can do it. Get in the wheelbarrow. How many of us in the wheelbarrow? You say, preacher, you in the wheelbarrow? Hey, man, I'm telling you, that's tough. It's easy to say, yeah, I believe you can, God, standing on the ground looking 200 foot up in the air. But when he says, climb up this ladder and get in the wheelbarrow, do you really trust me? Oh, yes. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Having that confidence. Lean not to support thyself. To lean, to rest. You know what that Bible says in 1 John 5:14? And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Let me give you a an example. Many of you know Mark Brantley, and we grew up together. There were some other guys that we grew up with in school, and again, I'm telling my age. But back then, we loved to watch NBA basketball. We loved to watch Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, all of those kind of guys. When there was a game, I can't remember what year it was, and it was the Lakers against the Bulls. And man, this was a nail biter. You understand? I mean, this is one where you get on the edge of your seat and you're looking and you're going, oh my God. And then a shot comes, you're like, oh, you know, and then you're on the edge of your seat like this and you cannot believe, you do not know how this thing is fixed to turn out. But guess what? I mean, you're sitting there just nervous as a cat in full of a room with a rocking chairs. And you're just biting your nails of sweat and you're going, ugh, and you've got popcorn and the popcorn goes up in the air. Because something happened that you didn't foresee. But there's one thing about it. We recorded that game so we could watch it again. Because if anything ever happened to make history, we won't have it recorded. And did you know, Tommy, I watched it two or three times. And did you know that when I watched it the second time, I didn't get on the edge of my seat like this. I wasn't biting my nails. I wasn't sweating. I had me a bag of popcorn, and I was like this. You say, what's the difference? I already seen it. I'm going somewhere. I already knew how it was going to end. You go to the book of Revelation, that is the playoffs. People are sitting on the edge of their seat going, oh, I don't know how this thing's going. Oh, Lord, the virus is going to kill me. Oh, you know. Hey, I've already read the back. I've already seen it. Get you a bag of popcorn. Sit back, cross your legs, read, and trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. We've already seen it. We know how it ends. And guess what? He wins. And if you're on his side, you win. Isn't that wonderful? I figured y'all would be throwing songbooks by now. Trust, confidence, trust in the Lord with all your heart. There's a verse that says, Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is sudden destruction. You know why? Because the world is upside down. But they think they're living right. You see. Well, let me hurriedly move on. Number one, trust in the Lord. Number two, easy. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Number two, commit to the Lord all areas of your life. Number one, trust in the Lord with everything. And then number two, commit to the Lord in all areas of your life. All areas of your life. Sometimes we as Christians, we commit to the Lord, but we only commit certain things. We don't give him all. I read a story about an old beggar, a rich man, the richest man in town, passed the old beggar, and he felt sorry for the old beggar. He said, hey, you're going to come to my house and eat supper tonight. The old beggar came, smelled, he didn't have good clothes on, and he put him up in his room there, and he gave him a place to take a bath and clean up, and he says, hey, before you come to supper, here, take your old clothes off and put them in this old paper sack, and here's a suit of clothes of mine, and you come to supper. Supper's at 5. And you come to supper in this good suit of clothes. But here he come. He come down. He put all of his dirty clothes in the paper sack. He picked the paper sack up, wadded the top up like you do. And he got his old clothes. And he come down to supper table. I'm talking about nice, like candles and dishes and all that kind of stuff. And the old beggar, nice suit of clothes on, looked like a different man. He sat down at the table, and he put his old sack of clothes on in his lap, his sack in his lap, under the table. And he was fidgeting, and he was getting a fork and getting ready and all of this. And this is one where they passed. How many of y'all in the families where they pass stuff around? It goes in the circle. You don't have to get up and reach for it. It just passes around in the circle. So they first they're passing the ham. Well, about the time they pass the ham, getting ready to him, he reaches over and his sack of clothes fell out of his lap. So he leans over to get the sack of clothes, and the ham passes. So he gets his clothes, he puts them back on his lap, and he's getting up there, and he's wondering why everybody's got ham, and he ain't got ham. So here comes the mashed potatoes, and they're passing the mashed potatoes. Well, about that time, he does something, fidgets or something. A bag of whole clothes fell out of his lap on the other side. He leans down and gets his bag of clothes, and the mashed potatoes pass him. Y'all getting the picture? And about time, the green beans, well, he was glad to miss the green beans. But anyway, and all the other stuff was passing around, and by the time he got up, he had an empty plate of food. Everybody had a plate full of food. He had an empty plate of food. Why? Because he's trying to hang on to his old clothes. Trying to hang on to his old clothes. When God has so much more for you. Isn't that good? Commit everything to the Lord. That Bible says, what does it say? In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your paths. Now, I'll be honest. He shall direct your path. I've told this story before too. I remember taking a youth group one time when I was in Atwood, and y'all have heard the story. But anyway, took them to Current River. That's a bad choice for a youth director to take kids to the Current River, especially if they don't know how to swim. And so you get in a float and you get in there, and it's so fun. I love to float. I love to float the river and all that kind of stuff. You get in there and you float and you know how to swim, you know, and that current's really carrying you on and this, that, and the other. And this fellow, Dalton, y'all probably were there. Of course, they were little. And this guy, he knows who I'm talking about. Anyway, and he says he could swim, but he can't. And he was on the little heavy side. And so I had done got past him. And y'all understand, if you float, and there, every now and then there's a limb that sticks up out of here. You sort of got to paddle your way around that thing because you don't get hung up in the debris. You with me? And so this boy, bless his heart, he's in his float, you know, and he's sitting in there, and he's coming up on it. He don't know how to paddle around it. He gets hung up on that tree limb. He done fell off his inner tube. He's got one arm in the inner tube. He's got one arm around this tree branch, and the current has got it. I mean, it's about to take him under. And I'm already past, you can't swim upstream to try to get him. So I'm hollering at him. I hollered his name. I'm not going to holler at y'all like I did holler at him, but I'm hollering at him. I said, look, this is what you got to do. I said, listen to me. He's, listen to me. Let go. Pick your feet up and lean back. What? This dude's going down for the last time. All I'm doing is seeing the headlines on the paper. Brother Jeremy killed some kid in Current River, you know. That's all I'm saying. I'm so like, look, dude, you got to listen to me. Let go. Lean back. Pick your feet up. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. He let go. He leaned back. And he picked his feet up, and the current brought him right to me. Christians, listen to me. Let go. Lean back and pick your feet up. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. How are we going to live right side up in an upside down society? Well, direct thy path. How many of y'all know what a GPS is? Am I showing my age again? I remember when the first GPS came out as a Garmin, or some of them were something else, you know. And you suction cupped them to the window there, and you punched in your little address. Now our phones do all of that. But this was the first time a Garmin comes up, and you put it, you suction cupped it to the thing, and then this woman comes on and tells you where to go. So you got one in the window telling you where to go, and you got one.
And this GPS, this is what the GPS says. Go straight, 10 miles, turn right. And you do. And then if you miss that, it says, you have missed your turn. Make the next available U-turn and get back on track. Well, God has given us a GPS system. A GPS system. Now, some of y'all are looking at me going, there ain't no such thing as a GPS thing in the Bible. Well, listen, y'all know I do my homework a little better than that. Isaiah 30 and verse 21, listen to this. And thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. That's a GPS. This thing right here, when you get off of that upside down ride and you're wanting to say, Lord, I need to walk straight again. This thing will tell you where to turn right. It'll tell you where to go left. It'll tell you where to go straight. It'll keep you on the straight and narrow. What are we going to do, church, when the world turns upside, well, they're already turned upside down? What are we going to do? Close the doors or trust in God? Churches, they pass. I understand. I know the sentiment. I feel it. People say, oh, Lord, it's so bad. And they get on Facebook and they meow around this, that, and the other. And, oh, I don't know what our church is going to do. Listen, you know what we're going to do? Keep pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Why? Because I've already seen the game. I've already seen how this thing ends. And guess what? We're going up at the next trumpet sound. No matter what the world does. Ladies and gentlemen, trust in the Lord. GPS. GPS system. Now, let me give you number three, because even though, you know, that clock is really bothering me because it says 11:20. Well, in my mind, we started 10. Man, I should have been done 20 minutes ago. And some of y'all are going, yes, please, yes. Let me give you number three. Number three is verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Number three. Number one, trust in the Lord all thy ways. Number two, commit thyself to the Lord. Number three, don't overestimate your own ability. Don't think you're doing it. Don't ever get to the point to where you say, man, this church couldn't make it without me. The Lord will show you. The Lord will show you. I ain't going to tell that. I'll tell it. Lord just gave me the green light. I had a fellow one time who was trying to build a church. Had a fellow one time, he come up to me and he said, you won't be able to do this without my tithe money. I said, okay. He left, got mad, left. Didn't like straight, hard preaching. He left, and our offerings went up. Don't get too confident in your own ability. Let me give you my point. John chapter 2. Y'all remember in John chapter 2, Jesus turns water into wine. But before he turns the water into wine, this is what he says in John 2. He says, hey, can somebody go fetch me 6 water pots. John 2, you have to read it. You won't have time to go there. John chapter 2. Can somebody go get me 6 water pots? And the Bible don't even name who they are. There was somebody's, 1, 2, 3, 4, don't know, that went and fetched 6 water pots. Let me ask y'all, Jesus is God, right? Could he not go get his own? Could he not just, and 6 water pots appear? I mean, he did create the world in 6 days, the 7th day he rested. So I think he can get his own water pots. But think about this. Think about those guys that went and get the 6 water pots and they brought them to Jesus and they say, boy, Jesus could have never done that miracle unless I went and got them water pots. I helped him out. He'd have never been able to turn the water into wine unless I would have went and helped him out. Don't ever. The only reason he said was so we could get in on the blessing. He can do it without us. He don't need us, but he does open the door of opportunity and say, hey, you want to get in on this thing with me? Well, yeah, let me go do it. And then when you get back, you don't say, look what I did. Look what the Lord did. Now, maybe you didn't like that illustration. I got another. Same book, John 11. Jesus is at the tomb of Lazarus, his friend. John 11, 35, Jesus wept. He's crying. And here's what Jesus says. Jesus says, John 11, you read it. John says, can somebody roll the stone away? Can you imagine? Whoever the guy was, probably a stone as big as, it might have been two or three or four guys that had to roll that stone away. And can you imagine those guys writing a book later going, well, I'm going to tell you, he wouldn't have been able to raise Lazarus unless I rolled that stone away for him. How dumb would that be? No. Gee, I think on Easter he'd done it himself. But the only reason he asked was to give us an opportunity to get in on the blessings. Can God have church without me? Sure he can, but he's allowing me to get in on it. My point is, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Commit thy ways always to the Lord. And number three, don't get too overconfident in our abilities. When it looks like we're really doing something, really we're not. He's allowing us to do to get in on it. Isn't that something? Church, how are we going to live in an upside down world? How are we going to live right? Charlie, how are we going to live right side up in an upside down society? Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord. Now, I ain't got time to go into 11 and 12, but boy, I'm glad too, because boy, that's rough. Because guess what? When the GPS, all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy path. Well, guess what? What happens when we don't obey the GPS? 11 and 12. What is it? 12? Whom the Lord loveth, he... Aren't you glad we run out of time? If you don't follow the GPS. Now listen, I'm hoping. Now again, sharing my age. But when I grew up, if you didn't follow the GPS, and I ain't talking about this, I'm talking about the law of daddy that was written on tablets of stone. And if you didn't follow that, he put the Board of Education on the seat of learning and got you back on track. Well, don't you know if your daddy loves you that much, God loves you more? God don't do that. He don't whoop his kids to be mean to him. He whoops them because he, whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Hebrews says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. That gives you the definition of chastening and correcting. Chastening and correcting. That's what we call pull the better not say belt on live stream. They may come shut us down if we said belt. I mean, people just, you know. I think we need to get back to the belt and the Bible. Amen. How are you going to live in an upside down world? Well, and live right in an upside down world. Get back to the belt and the Bible. Amen. I was in Walmart the other day, and the guy in front of me trying to pay for his stuff, he reached down to the calf of his leg to get his wallet. I said, Lord, if my mama was in here, she'd beat every kid in here. Get them. You didn't leave the house without a belt. People make fun of me now because I wear my pants too high. I'm afraid they get down. I'm afraid mama will still get to... I pull them up just so there's no confusion. Get back to the belt in the Bible. Why? Because we are, folks, I say it jokingly and all of that kind of thing, trying to keep your attention, but on a serious note here, listen to me. We are living in an upside down society. And we want to live right side up. That's how you do it. Keep marching on. Church, keep your head up. Keep marching on. Keep pressing on the upward way. Now, let me end by saying this. All of that was sort of preaching to my church and trying to encourage you how to live. But if you've never been saved, salvation works very similar. Amen. What is salvation? Trust, believing, faith. There's Jesus right there. You know, I believe Jesus can hold me. I believe Jesus can take me to heaven. I believe he can. I'm looking at him, and I believe he'll take me to heaven. Did y'all know that the devils believe and tremble?
That's right. Amen. Right.
While I'm standing here, I can believe.
Yes.
But not have faith. Faith is when I say, yeah, I believe it. And matter of fact, I'm going to put my belief into action and prove and put 100% of my weight. I'm going to heaven. Not because of me. I got 100% of my weight on Jesus Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is what? Sinking sand. There's a difference in believing in and believing on. Believing in is right here. I believe in that chair. Believing on the chair is right here. You get it? Salvation works the same way. And if you've never, yes, you believe in the good Lord. Everybody says that. Oh, we believe in the good Lord. I'm asking you to believe on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning. People's been good listeners. Lord, we are living in an upside down world. God, I pray. Lord, I pray right now that that has been an encouragement to the people. That we can live right side up. We can live right side up. And I'm hoping and praying that we give some things that would be the case. Lord, if there's somebody in here that don't know you, they're believing in you, but they've never believed on you, I pray they get saved today and believe on you. Lord, I thank you. Bless this church, the church you've given me to help and pastor. Thank you. And I hope I just helped them through your word. But Lord, it ain't in my ability. You just let me go fetch 6 water pots. You just let me go fetch a verse out of Proverbs, 2 or 3 verses out of Proverbs to help. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Church, let's stand all over the building. If you need to come pray about anything, if you need to come pray, pray for your family, pray for your church, pray for this country, living in an upside down world, trying to live right side up. Just a few minutes. Maybe the Lord's talking to you right there in your seat. And you can talk to him right there in your seat.